Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. Reach out Thursday and June 1st. Man, what a way to start. Chancellor Searcy is in the studio with me, and I'm really excited about this month, Chancellor, because we're focusing on men.
That's right. It's my month.
All right.
Well, this week we're going to start off with Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2. And it says that, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Just the end part of that is so important, that us as Christians just really, really focus on God's word day and night, not once a week, but we have to begin to really, really focus on God's word and use it as a daily thing. You know, man play a vital role in creation, and definitely in today's society. Unfortunately, us as men, we don't really take our rightful position in that role a lot of the times. As we know, sin entered the world through Adam, which was a man, not Eve. And the Bible says that Eve ate of the fruit and nothing happened. But it's only after Adam ate of that fruit that sin entered the world. But I also want you all to remember that we were all redeemed by a man, which was the second Adam, the Bible calls him, which was Jesus. And it's important that us as men, that we be strong and demonstrate strong leadership skills, especially over our families and over our children. The order of a household is supposed to be God first, then the man, then the wife, and then the kids. So as men, we really have to step up and take our rightful place in society and in our homes. Mm-hmm. We need to stop being distracted by women, money, and pride, and really just focus on God. And the key to this is just surrounding yourself with other Christians or other brothers with the same mindset that you have, that can help you aim to stay holy, you know, and live a righteous lifestyle. When I first got saved, it was three brothers that really helped me out and helped me stay on the right path. I'm gonna drop their names. It was Dorian Harvey, Jawan Glenn, and it was Ken Wells. These brothers all went to my church, and they really, really helped me to live a righteous lifestyle. So you gotta surround yourself with other believers. I ministered to this guy who told me that he was the man of his house, and God had nothing to do with it. He was in control of his own house. Mm. Unfortunately, this guy was a pastor. And so I began to minister to him more and found out that he didn't have a covering. So he reported to no one, you know, I guess no one was accountable over this man. And so it's important, especially us as men, sometimes we find ourselves being prideful and being arrogant, you know, and so it's important that we have someone to hold us accountable.
This is a good beginning to a great month, and you have probably touched a nerve today, but that's a good thing. And a lot of these excerpts are coming from your book, which is 365-Day Soul Winning Quest, which you can pick up on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and your website.
Yep, the website is soulwinningquest.com. That's probably the easiest way to pick it up. It's a link on my website to purchase the book. A lot of these excerpts do come out of my book. If you read the book, I mean, I really go into detail with a lot of the conversations that I had. So,
well, next week we're going to talk about Where Are the Men? Woohoo! I cannot wait.
Me either.